If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Dave Frost. On any day which ends in a Y, Kaboomer coach Dave Frost can be found training others, teaching learners of all ages, or doing charitable work for both wounded warriors and underserved youth. For this R&R, Dave enjoys the vitamin D offered by Southern California weather while rowing competitively or trail hiking or sharing sea stories with his service pals and U.S. Navy Academy alumni. He also writes academic papers about 21st century workplace and knowledge workers, our most valuable players. Kaboomers, Thriving and Striving into Your 90s was written for a subset of millions of beneficiary baby boomers, keying on Dave's personal experience and professional expertise. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Lunita. A pleasure to be here. And wow, that was quite an introduction.
You are quite the man. a vet, and now you have the baby boomers are at your heart. Like you want to serve them. So before we get into your work, tell us a little bit about your journey here.
Goodness. Well, I am a Vermonter by birth, although I've spent some time in the Caribbean, which is one of my favorite places on earth. Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam, I had the ability to serve America's Navy for a number of years, and that's what brought me to San Diego. And isn't this a great town that we call home, Lunede?
Yes.
But my wife and I have been here and raised two wonderful kids, mostly thanks to my wife. And we've had a lot of great mornings. Let's see, 40 years times 365, that's almost 15,000 mornings in what some call America's finest city. So been lucky enough to work with some citizens of all socioeconomic groups, some of our amazing heroes, Wounded Warriors and America Rose. I've been able to teach some adult learners at night for a couple local universities. And I've been blessed to give myself a good morning hug on every time that sun rises. So it's been a marvelous journey. And part of being a Kaboomer is to talk about not only adding years to your life, but adding life to your years. So mornings obviously are a big part of that, Lunede, as you know better than I. So
adding life to your years. I love the play on words here. San Diego is stunning. And I've been here for almost 9 years and loving every minute of it. I'm just like you. I'm from Boston. And so not too far from each other, Vermont, Boston, and now the West Coast.
There you go. And our son lives just outside Foxborough Stadium now. We let him go east to school, and he loved Boston and found this week marks his first wedding anniversary with a delightful lady. So
that's awesome.
Small world, you bet.
Attleboro, it's in his genes, right? You're from out there, so it still come back to his roots.
Absolutely. Well, whatever travels allowed, we look forward to seeing him again. Zoom and Skype are fine, but being in person with loved ones and new friends is really special too.
It's not the same, isn't it? Right? It's just not the same, not being able to connect and see their faces. It disconnects you. It's disconnecting. This whole pandemic is disconnecting us.
Oh, we're doing the best we can. And I hope that historians someday will look back at this and say that we grew. We grew individually, we grew as members of communities, and we grew as a global nation. We've got a lot to learn, obviously.
Yeah, and good is going to come out of this. So it's almost like a reset button.
Yeah, a heck of a one.
Yeah. tell us about your life work. Kaboomers. What is a kaboomer?
Oh, well, if I can offer a couple thoughts, the intro to Kaboomer, which came out last month in paperback and Kindle and ebooks and will come out as an audiobook here in about 2 weeks. What is a kaboomer anyway? Well, a kaboomer builds her or his vital physical bank account. As we get older, we certainly think about our fiscal with an F, fiscal bank account. And one idea and concept that I try to stress is that it is so important, starting with mornings, to invest in your physical 401k or bank account so that you can tap those resources, as we joked about earlier, putting added years to your life and life into your years. A kaboomer is what Dr. Holly Kelly calls extraness, that is doing that little bit extra. You might think of a kaboomer as an ageless, never quit trying Dolly Parton, or a born to run and sweat Bruce Springsteen, or for 75 million Americans and many, many more millions of baby boomers around the world, it's those that ask why not instead of asking why. It's those that say yes and rather than no but. And a kaboomer works to invest in having a lower gym age than her or his calendar age. We love being older, but we don't want to be old. And if we're able to be spry for our kids and grandkids and maybe competitive events, some of us are lucky enough when we can to have competitive athletic events that really inspire us to reach for those brass rings. And as a knock-knock joke, we need a kaboomer tends to take two steps at a time rather than taking two pills at a time. So those are some descriptors for what we call a kaboomer, that extraness.
Yeah, and Carol Bryant put it very nicely, right? Growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional. Is optional.
Absolutely, and I'm hoping to. Every morning, I try to remind myself this is a great day to get older, not old. You bet.
Yeah, with the wisdom, I love the notion that boomers take two steps forward and two steps and not two pills, because that's what is being told. It's like you get older, you start popping pills because you have so much pain and aches. And so that vitality that you're teaching is crucial for that age group.
I think so. Now, certainly, and I'm not a doctor, and some folks need prescription medications for things, physical, mental conditions. However, we do know from traditional medicine and in the old days of childbirthing, where they didn't have fancy anesthetics and so on, there are breathing and pain management techniques and motion techniques for that vitality that you mentioned, Luneed, that maybe can have you minimize prescription drugs. Hey, it's an amazing industry. Big Pharma is an amazing industry. It's keeping Americans living longer. But are they living better when they have to go to the pharmacy to get those prescriptions refilled? So, of course, doctors know best for treating things. But hopefully with motion and vitality, they don't have to treat as many things. Mm-hmm. I hope that's a worthy goal. Sooner or later, I'm sure every one of us will take a prescription pill. But can we, with motion and breathing and attitude, minimize the amount of prescription drugs that we take? I'd love to hear, yes, you can. So it's
with meditation, it sounds like you're coming from a holistic piece of it. That way,
in not a formal way, Luneed, but very much a big advocate of mindful breathing. Absolutely. And attitude, that brain, gut, body connection is there. And if we get it tuned up and humming as we hum for our vagus nerve system, our blood pressure goes down, our heart pressure goes down, our stress levels go down, and good things happen if we honor this amazing body that each of us has. We have a brain. Most of us have a brain. Most of us have a gut, which can cause problems for many, which is a tough thing, but we should be able to manage that. And we have these amazing bodies that can do amazing things. Can't jump as high as a cricket can, but we do our best. So yeah, that mind-body alignment with the gut are things that I think we can do a better job of by just investing in that physical bank account.
Yeah. And so for the boomers there, what's the age group right now? Like 56 to 76?
Great question. The statistics I see, there's about 75 million living boomers who were born between the calendar years 1946 to 1964. Probably you or I know a wonderful person that was born in 1965 or 1945. So, of course, that's not arbitrary, but there was that huge spike in new babies after the Great War, World War II, and the happy days of the 50s. We're there. So there's, I think it's almost a quarter, not quite a quarter of Americans are reasonably affluent. Some of them have more discretionary time on their hands to invest in their physical bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And maybe they can spend a little more time each morning investing in those habit scorecards, which really help determine success for the day. It's simple yet hard. You know it. I know it. You've talked with many people that have shared their successes. But that morning scorecard is hugely important for those born approximately between the ages of 46 and, I'm sorry, years, 46 to 64. So that makes them maybe 74 this year down to higher math here, 60. What is it? So I'm right in the middle. I'm smack dab in the middle. I was born in 53. So I'm a Medicare aged kaboomer at the age of 67. So 60 to 74, there you go. I'm sorry it took so long to do that math.
Should
have had some more mental gymnastics this morning to do that math before you asked that question.
So kaboomers are, you're now heading towards retirement, right? If they're not already in that. And you also write about the knowledge workers, you know, that are replacing the boomers. Why do you think they're so valuable in the workplace right now?
Well, I have observed with the next three generations, the Gen X, those mid-career 40-something professionals, mm-hmm. and then they're, and both our kids are in that Gen X they're young Gen Xers. And then we have that amazing Gen Y, the millennials, and now we have the Gen Z, who is better on the keyboard. As you learned, I had a little trouble with the keyboard this morning, but my goodness, I see grandkids using a smartphone and texting messages better than I can. So this next generation is got technology. Mm-hmm. This next generation relies on its wits rather than its brawn to make the world hum. I mean, the world's greatest corporations are not GE and AT&T any longer. They're Apple and Netflix and Google.
Startups. Lots of startups, young companies popping up.
And many by immigrants, but they're using their innovative ideas rather than their physical brawn, which unfortunately, in some cases, the knowledge workers forget to stand. You know, sitting truly is the new smoking. It is evil.
Yeah.
And I argue that particularly for the ladies, strong is the new skinny. We cannot compromise these amazing bodies by spending too much time knowledge working. That said, a lot of statistics say that knowledge workers, and here in this age, this terrible novel virus age of telecommuting, we're finding out that productivity really hasn't dropped that much because knowledge workers may only work 3 hours a day. True work, you know, meetings, distractions, honeydews, those kinds of things. So we're doing pretty well on 3 hours a day. And that, I argue, gives us time to say, yes, and can I find a little time to honor this amazing body that I have?
Mm-hmm. So going for a run, eating healthy and not being stationary for too long.
There you go. I'm sorry, I was just going to add motion is medicine, Luneed. Absolutely. It's motion for staying alive. Motion to sweat is... Hey, that's how we got to hear from thousands and thousands of years ago when people actually had to hunt for their dinner. Motion is medicine. Mm-hmm. So,
and yeah. You're also a fitness trainer. So, you know, award-winning adjunct professor and, you know, you're a trainer and you're still doing this at this age.
I'm failing retirement and loving it. This is a wonderful time to try to share with others the things that I picked up, my successes and non-successes. You know, I joke that I've been around a few blocks a few times, Luneed. So if I can share what I've learned in a way that maybe resonates or becomes a hack or a hint or maybe a scorecard entry, that's mission accomplished for me, Luneed. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I'd love to share. I think I'm on this planet to, I've soaked up a lot of stuff. Now, if I can share it with others, maybe the world will be a slightly better place.
I love that. I really love that. You're a servant at heart, right? You just want to serve and give back. And that's beautiful to hear.
Very much a guardian on the personality profile. You bet.
Yeah.
And And I truly believe, and I'm sure many of your the folks with whom you interact, which are amazing to listen to, it's, I believe, I was brought up in the old, you know, Judeo-Christian tradition of the golden rule. But now I have, I'm a much bigger, but I certainly believe in the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But the platinum rule is do unto others as they want done, or how treat others as they want to be treated. And, you know, if we thought a little bit more platinum, which is a precious metal, that might, maybe it's time to talk about gold and platinum instead of just golden. But, you know, rules are rules and rules are made to be broken. But, hey, habits and scorecards are to be adapted. And I think we can do a little bit better job sometimes starting with the army of one, mm-hmm. your army of one, my army of one. If we can be vital, if we can have great attitudes, if we can be full of gratitude, if we can synchronize our day, you know, is it a day where we can ignore the waves, or is it a day we want to hop in the surf and ride the waves?
Yeah.
So we have a lot. We're blessed. Many of us are blessed. Some are not so blessed. But we probably can all try to think about that little bit of extraness to make the world a better place.
To go above and beyond, and it starts with us, but then we have to be able to show up a healthy us so we can provide and serve and help other people.
I think so. Many of the great leaders of history have been vital. They, you know, lead from the front in the military sense, or captains or lady and men captains of industry. They inspire because many times they're the first ones to work and the last ones to leave, to lead by example. And maybe a little bit of that platinum rule, too.
Mm-hmm. So I like the platinum rule because there is the way you give love is not the way you receive love. Right.
There you go.
And that's
very right.
That's precisely what you're talking about. They're all like different love languages. There are different things, like it may be act of service for you. You need me to like pull out a plate of food, take out, do your laundry or whatever it may be. And then vice versa. It's like, I just need you to spend time with me. I just need quality time. Like it varies. And you have to know that how to, you know, the way it is, I show it, it's not the same way I receive it. So you guys, it'd be good if we know that about each other, and like that platinum rule that you're talking about. Everyone else would be happy because we'd be busy trying to serve each other. We'd be busy trying to please one another.
And not easy. And certainly the many folks with whom you've spoke, and my conviction is that if we just spend a little bit more time listening and sensing, we're besieged by sensory things on screens and fake news and all that. But if we invested a little time in good old fashioned rational thinking, I think that we can do our little bit extra to make the world a better place.
I agree. Earl Nightingale has a very good quote that says, do you know Earl Nightingale?
Oh, Acres of Diamonds. What an amazing gent. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm like, do you know Earl? Like, we hang out. I know Earl. He's my pal. But he has a...
I've listened to, when we had cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to every one of those many times.
That was that time, yeah. And it was also Napoleon Hill, where everything was on tapes, and they then went on to CDs and books, and it was like, those were the times. But his quote is, our reward in life will always be in exact proportion to our contribution, our service.
Isn't that timeless? I mean, that was, decades ago?
Yes.
40 years ago, whenever it was. If we dwell on that, instead of tweeting all the time, and yes, we're all supposed to be social media, but, you know, is social media making us better and more connected, or is it making us more separate? You know, you see a teenager who will tweet to the neighbor next door instead of going out on the front lawn and throwing a football.
Mm-hmm.
So fascinating. You know, it's both a curse and a blessing, this thing, technology. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I love you mentioned earlier the habit scorecard and how you have to cast the vote. Tell us about that.
Well, I am a follower of your website, and I love it, your term, the habit scorecard. I'll tell you my morning scorecard, and I'm a simple guy, and from the military days and from in personal training, if you have a mnemonic or a memory aid, that helps you get by. So here's my habit scorecard for mornings, which I think certainly start the night before. You know, the morning after the night before is critical. If you taught a class late at night, mm-hmm. your morning might adapt slightly. You might have to set an alarm, but I hope you don't have to set an alarm, that you can wake naturally after hopefully your 7 hours of sleep. But anyway, my memory aid for habits to get our days off right, whether you're going to ignore the waves or ride them, is this: mornings. M, I have to tribute a gentleman that got 4 stars, Admiral McRaven, that great special warrior who gave one of the best commencement speeches of all times for the University of Texas. He talked about our Navy SEALs, and one of the most important things was to make your bed.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what the rest of the day, and we've all heard it, but I must say that, or my wife might say it, Dave, help me make the bed. But but how important it is to have something successful done early as part of your scorecard. So M, make your bed. O, observe. It could be your heart rate. It could be how hydrated you are for your morning visit to the necessary room. Be observant. Don't turn on the TV. Just, you know, reflect. Check your breathing. Check your resting heart rate. If your heart rate is about 8 or 10 beats higher than normal, which we hope everybody knows her his resting heart rate, you're either dehydrated, you're fatigued, or you're stressed or sick. And none of those are good things. So the observe is really important. What a wonderful time. You know, the sun is up most times, although it might not be in the winter months, even in San Diego. Mm-hmm. But observing your own bodily rhythms. Am I dehydrated? How's my heart rate? Oh, it's a little high. Well, I'm not going to train hard today. R, reflection and breathing. How important, again, internally, breathe. Breathe. How important, right?
Yeah.
And nutrients and the three classes of nutrients, macronutrients. I advocate, unless you're fasting, and there's a lot of studies that some people, perhaps if they're the night owls or the third birds, but even morning larks. I'm a morning lark. You know, sometimes when we were able to row on Mission Bay here, I'd get up at 4:15 to make sure I got to the boathouse to be on the water before 5:30. Unless you're fasting, and fasting can be a very good thing for insulin sensitivity and learning, retraining your body how to burn stored fat, I advocate 30 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber, and 16 ounces of water for your normal morning routine. It's always great, as soon as you can, grab that filtered water, put a little lemon spritz in it for you, and hydrate. Mm-hmm. When you think you're thirsty, you could be a quart low. Not good. Half our bodies are water. Almost half of our muscles are water. We need to hydrate. So water, micronutrients, and how many of us eat kind of boring, mundane, colorless breakfasts when we do eat? Hey, make it colorful. You know, throw spinach in the omelet. You know, and how many different colors of the rainbow can you eat with fruits and vegetables? It's not that hard to make avocado toast. We're Californians. We should enjoy avocado toast. And there you go. So nutrients for N. We're almost done. I invigorate. It could be and strongly advocate a mixed shower, hot and cold, to get the circulation going. And also, how important is we get older to stimulate your lymphatic system, mm-hmm. which has 3 times the amount of fluid that our normal circulatory system does. So hot and cold showers, if you can, are great. If not, or with motion. Not a lot of exercise unless you're a morning exercise person. And there are some benefits to morning exercise. If you can get over the, oh my gosh, I'm groggy. But oftentimes morning workouts, you get them in as a habit, and it's good for building strength. Conversely, if you're a night hawk, afternoon workouts, you possibly avoid injuries because your body is more warmed up than in the morning. You might be able to set a personal record, and it might be more enjoyable, you know, as you clear out the little bit of fog from your 7 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. So invigorating things like mixed showers and a little bit of exercise, great stretching. Nothing wrong with a couple dive bomber push-ups or just good old, for those that follow the yoga, the 14-move sun series are just extraordinary for getting the heart going, being mindful, and again, celebrating life. Almost done. And note, is there one call, one text, one letter, one thing that I could do today that when I go to bed tonight, I can call today successful? What's that one thing? I love Jack Palance in the movie The City Slickers when Billy Crystal asked the old guy, Jack Palance, I forget, Curly, I think was his name in the movie City Slickers. And Jack Palance lifted his finger and said, one thing, you know, real raspy, deep voice, one thing. And Billy Crystal says, what is that? And he said, that's for you to find out. But if we can connect with one more call, who haven't I talked to in a while, a loved one or a new friend? What's that one more thing I could do to make my life more full and make the world a better place? G, gratitude and being grateful.
Yeah.
Golly, you know, if we're mad at the world, the world looks like a mad place. If we're appreciative of the little things, the simple things, you know, the flowers outside, maybe even a weed or the, you know, the citrus on our wonderful fruit trees here. Gratitude is just extraordinarily useful. And in the mornings are exemplary time to actively state that gratitude. Lastly, signs. Again, this kind of relates back to the observation. And how is your stress level? Is your respiration up? It's not a bad idea one morning a week if you can afford a wrist blood pressure cuff to check your heart rate. It's so important. Americans tend to have more hypertension than we should. We eat 500 calories a day more than we did 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's like 10 more calories a day for every, you know, if I did, what's that math? But anyway, that's an extra pound of food a week from 50 years ago.
And we're not moving when we like we used to 50 years ago either.
It's a double whammy, isn't it, Lunine?
Yeah.
That we're eating more and moving less. And then we wonder why people have adult diabetes, why they have pants that don't fit, why they are sluggish. Motion is medicine. And eating, it's necessary to eat. We know that. But what's the quality of our food? Are we eating clean? Or are we eating a box because it's convenient? Mornings are a good time to not eat out of boxes. They're a good time to take farm-to-table things, eat naturally, and celebrate. So I'm sorry about the long-winded 8-part scorecard for my mornings, but it was MORNINGS that I try to live by, and seems to be working okay so far.
I love it. Of course it's working because it's tried and true. You're successful because of it, right? It contributes to your success. It helps you to get up and show up in your life every day.
It does. And again, life is hard. We know that. Life, if it was perfect, it would be a hobby instead of a profession, and it would be a countless vacation. Life can be hard, and unfortunately, it's harder for many more people than fortunate one like person like me. But golly, if all of us could hug a little more, hum a little more to lower your blood pressure and activate that mind-body axis and joke more, starting in the morning, you know, laugh at yourself. I mean, geez, I get a good laugh when I look in the mirror. You know, just who's that old guy? Older guy. So those three H's, I think, no matter anyone's adversities that they face, you know, did you get a roundhouse to the head? If you did, get back up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't it amazing whether you admire President Theodore Roosevelt or not, his talk about be the one in the arena, experience your losses and learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, I think America was a better place after his leadership. And maybe, you know, our communities can be a little bit better place if we made sure our mornings were helping us synchronize and organize and be purposeful so that we can make that next orbit the best one that we can.
It's powerful how this one act of actually being intentional in the morning, in the first hour, in the first few minutes upon rising can actually set the tone for the day. But eventually, like you do it enough times, it changes your reality. And if your reality is changed, then the world around you, your circumstances start to change. And imagine,
isn't it?
It's amazing. It's powerful. Imagine collectively doing that. We can change the world.
Oh, and I hope we can. Hey, you know, life isn't perfect because it's called life. But golly, if we can each do those simple yet hard little things, like invest in that first hour, if you can. There's some mornings when you got to get up and go. I had one of my clients remind me that I was blessed that our kids are grown now, that we don't have to struggle with homeschooling and what are we going to do for PE and those kinds of things. Again, I'm very blessed. There's absolutely no argument about that. And I'm very grateful that this amazing time that I have the time to say, what can I do starting in the AM? Because I am, as I said, a morning lark. What can I do to get a day off right and maybe help someone else put a little bit more bounce in their steps or take those two steps and think about taking those two pills? So it's wonderful. And I hope that all of us, like you shared, the clenched fist is a pretty strong thing. It's a lot stronger than an individual finger. If we can rally about important things with a clenched fist, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I really like your morning's acronym. It's very fitting. one, it spells out morning, but also it's right up the alley with like just making your bed first thing in the morning does not only give you the opportunity to accomplish your first task, but it breeds, it helps with willpower. Because you, the only way, you your willpower is not at your will. It is not at your beck and call, right? So the only way to increase your willpower is to actually finish what you started. Like you started the bed, the sleeping cycle. You brush your teeth, you put on your PJs, you got into bed, and then you wake up, you walk out of bed, you didn't finish it. You didn't make your bed. Therefore, you're already starting with less willpower in the morning when you just roll out of bed and don't bother turning around and actually fixing your bedding.
Absolutely. Be a closer, right? We want people to close. You're a businesswoman. You love to see people close on smart deals. And a smart deal is to start with success, like you shared. Finish it. Close it. You know, don't leave things, too many things unfinished. That's not healthy. So
at all. Dave, I've taken way too much of your time. Please go ahead and tell us. Where can we find your book? How can we connect with you?
Well, the title again, and thank you for mentioning it, Luneed, is Kaboomer, Thriving and Striving into Your 90s. And again, the theme is to build a physical bank account to help you put years in your life and life in your years. We want you to be the last one partying past the age of 90 years young. And it's available wherever great paperbacks are sold, you know, that little bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart. It is out on ebook and Kindle. And an audiobook will be coming out in a few weeks. So I hope it'll make its way in the libraries so that more boomers can plug in their earphones on their walk and listen to some tips and hacks for mornings, afternoons, and evenings and nights to make their a little bit success-oriented journey. So Kaboomer is available wherever great books are sold. Ha ha.
That's fantastic. Morning enthusiasts, you've heard it here first. This has been Dave Frost. What a phenomenal man. He shared with us his morning acronym for how his habit scorecard. And, you know, the M is for make your bed. And we talked about that in Hit Savers. That's one of the options. Time's up. Make your bed. Observe. I love that. It is checking out the body, you know, the rhythm of your body. Observing how you feel and then taking the time to reflect, the deep breathing, the silence. It's just not getting up and rushing, but also just spending some time in solitude and actually just think and take some deep breath to get your day, to start your day with intention. He talks about nutrients. So imperative. Hydrating first thing in the morning. Got to do that to actually get out of that fasted state to replenish the body. And he talks about putting lemon in it. I like to put a piece of Himalayan salt, but the lemon will work. The lime will work. It's antioxidants.
Invigorate.
That's right. The cold shower. That's in the app as well. You say make the last 60 seconds ice cold because it helps giving you that alertness, wakefulness that you need first thing in the morning. And, you know, motion, just stretching. There's nothing wrong with doing a couple of push-ups, as you said, Dave. Just getting the heart rate up. Get it going. If you can't do a full exercise or can't work out first thing in the morning, anything to actually shake off the cobwebs from sleeping. And gratitude, attitude of gratitude. And also just observing, again, the signs that your body's telling you. That is very insightful. I'm so grateful that you are able to share this with us this morning, Dave. Thank you.
Well, I'm grateful that we had a chance to chat, and it's a beautiful day out there, and I hope this didn't ruin your morning. It certainly made mine.
It made mine as well. I live, I thrive on this, the information, the knowledge, to pick your brain as the expert. Thank you again for your presence.
I thank you, Luneed. It was wonderful.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.